This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect Studios. And folks, title fraud and theft is on the rise all across the United States. And it's especially something you're susceptible to if you own your home free and clear, or maybe you have a lot of equity, or maybe you're an absentee owner, something like that. But thousands and thousands, actually millions of dollars are stolen every single year in equity because people are not protected. And there's only one company we recommend, that is Equity Protect, because they're the only ones with a patented process where they actually lock down your title completely and they prevent theft from happening to your property. So go to their website, get your free risk assessment at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com, and tell them the Radio Realtors sent you. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And if you've got a question for us or a comment, or you're just saying, Rob, Frank, I'm ready to hire you guys to help me sell a home or buy a home. Well, you know what? We are easy to get a hold of. You can call us on our hotline number at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can live chat with us 24/7 on our website at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com.
And we have a super show for you today with these topics, Frank.
Yeah, number one, 10 factors that make or break home value.
That's right. And number two is 5 common mistakes that first-time home buyers commit. These are like almost crimes, right? So you're committing these, and we're going to show you how to avoid them.
Yeah, so once again, you can get a hold of the Radio Realtors hotline anytime at 833-32-RADIO. It's 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can use our live chat option 24/7 at our website. It's RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com. Now, you may be a homeowner or a potential home buyer, or you might just be addicted to real estate listings, but whoever you are, you know we're talking to you. You know that the best direction for a home's value to go is up, right? But the value of a home is contingent on many things, both inside and outside.
That's right, Rob. And assessing a home's value, it is a bit complicated, which is why the job is reserved for professional appraisers.
And Frank, when they're appraising a property, these professionals look not only at the condition of the house itself, both inside and out, but also at the surroundings and neighborhood to make an accurate determination of how much the home is worth. So on today's show, we're going to discuss the factors that make or break your home's value.
Okay, so let's get right into it, Rob. The first factor is your landscaping.
Yep, Frank, as much as you may love looking at renovated interiors and inspiring before and after shots of a home, a surprising amount of a home's value and that initial impact comes from the state of that landscaping.
And get this, good landscaping, beautifully pruned shrubs, a manicured yard, and flourishing flower beds can increase a home's value by a whopping 20%.
Yeah, that's a lot. And if your landscaping is maybe full of unruly vines hiding the exterior siding, maybe you got a patchy yard or shrubbery that blocks the view to your house, it's likely to lower your property's value and drive away potential buyers.
Okay, Rob, this one has not been a huge issue recently, but the second factor is foreclosures or short sales in your neighborhood.
Right, Frank. Your house may have a brand new kitchen, a remodeled bath, and a recently replaced roof, but all that hard work and investment may be for nothing if your house sits on a block full of foreclosures and short sales, especially if any of the foreclosed homes are comparable specs in your neighborhood.
And Rob, the reason for this is that when appraisers assign a value to a home, they look at the comparable properties.
Right. And in the process, they may take nearby distressed properties into account, which could have an effect of lowering the value of your home, unfortunately.
Yeah, and like we said, we're not seeing a lot of short sales or foreclosures right now. However, they may come into play in the future.
That's right, Frank, and we're going to just have to wait and see. Now, the third factor is a backyard pool.
Yeah, Rob, having a pool right in your backyard means endless summer days of splashing in the cool water and poolside barbecues, my favorite, with the whole neighborhood. But that relaxing retreat could also lead to a decrease in property value.
Right, Frank. And it's not that people don't enjoy a good swim. It's just that many potential buyers see a pool sometimes as a danger to young children or maybe a burden to maintain.
If you're contemplating a new pool, keep in mind that the expense of a pool hardly ever gets recouped when you go to sell your home.
Frank, and even though I love having a pool myself, you can expect at most about a 7 to 10% increase on resale value with a built-in pool, and it's probably almost zero for an above-ground pool. However, in our area, you know, in Northern California, Southern California, having a pool is definitely a plus if the pool is in good shape. It's got, you know, maybe pebble tech if you've had it redone, but it could be an eyesore or a problem if it's maybe starting to decompose and it's got a bunch of algae in it and those types of things. So you just got to make sure that it's well kept. So what's the next one, Frank?
Yeah, the fourth factor is replacing your garage door.
Yep, Frank. You know, although it may seem practical and kind of dull, replacing a garage door is one of the only home renovation projects that can actually recoup your full investment when you sell the house.
And check this out. According to Remodeling Magazine Cost versus Value Report, a garage door replacement can get back over 97% of the project's cost upon resale and can add great curb appeal.
Absolutely, Frank. And on the other hand, a garage door that's broken or dented or damaged or maybe has peeling paint, that can detract from the appearance of a home and decrease its value.
And though it's on the other side of your garage door, you really need a good garage door opener. Every buyer wants that.
You know, I absolutely agree, Frank. And it's a kind of a mess when you're buying a brand new home or you're getting a great place and they have everything's nice, but there's no garage door opener. And you know, it's a small cost, but it's a big thing. Most buyers got to have a garage door opener. I don't like to get out of my car. I just like to push that button, man. Anyway, we've got to go to break, but if you'd like to get a hold of the Radio Realtors, we're going to come back with more factors that are going to help you get the most bang for your buck for your home. Give us a call. 833-32-RADIO is our number. That's 833-32-RADIO. Or you can live chat with a member of our team at RadioRealtors.com. And don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this. You know what that sound is? That's your wake-up call. What do you need to wake up from? It's the nightmare of paying your landlord's mortgage. Think about this. If you're paying $2,500 a month for rent, you're paying $30,000 of your landlord's mortgage a year, and that should have you waking up in a cold sweat. Why not make a resolution today to buy your very own home? Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage is ready to help you. The market has changed, and it's leaning towards being a buyer's market, and that means you could buy a home now, not overpay, or be in a bidding war, and maybe even get some of your closing costs paid for you. Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage is a mortgage master, and he specializes in customizing a loan for your unique situation. Jeff even has down payment assistance loans and ideas to buy down your interest rate. Answer your wake-up call. Call Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage at 916-765-2900 or apply online at jeffcompton.com, NMLS ID number 298997.
Thank you for calling Jeff Compton's office. It's a great day to buy a home. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Brandon Tatum, host of The Officer Tatum Show. As a former police officer, I know the importance of trusting the people that you work with. And that's why if you're planning on selling your home in Northern California, you want realtors who got your back. Call my friends Rob Lewis and Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors and EXP Realty. Check this out. Kat and Carl had to sell their home in Roseville and move to Ohio for work. They needed their home sold quickly to buy their next home. And because Rob and Frank spend thousands of dollars on marketing each month, they have a pool of buyers that are ready to buy. Rob and Frank sold Kat and Carl's home in Roseville for $20,000 over list price. Plus, they referred them to an agent in Ohio through their nationwide network of realtors and helped them get a great deal on a home there too. Don't wait. Sell your home today for top dollar. Call Rob and Frank, the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Online at RadioRealtors.com, DRE number 0140-6275.
Okay, honey, I've completed our spring cleaning list. Wash the windows.
Check.
Clean the gutters.
Check.
Wipe down the patio furniture.
Check.
Now, time for some rest and relaxation.
What about cleaning the trash bin?
Oops, I missed that one.
Well, it's got to be done.
But they look and they smell disgusting.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I heard on the radio about a local family-owned company called Bin Levin Clean Bins.
Oh, wow. Let me Google them. Yep, here they are. Bin Levin Clean Bins. It says they use a combination of hot water and high pressure to clean the bins. And they sanitize, deodorize, and disinfect them, leaving them smelling fresh and clean.
That sounds amazing.
Wow, Bin Levin Clean Bins also has great reviews, and their service is really affordable. So, babe, can I book them so I can finish our spring cleaning list?
Of course, honey.
Awesome!
Spring cleaning alert. Enjoy 50% off your first cleaning with promo code SPRING2024. Limited time only. Discount available on all recurring plans. Book your cleaning now at binlovincleanbins.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go to sell some homes.
Oh, wow, Frank. Guess what? We're back on the radio. I got pointed at from Matt, the producer. So welcome back to the radio.
Did he give you the finger?
Yeah, we gave me the okay. It was the index finger. It wasn't the other one, right? Yeah, or was it could have been a thumbs up, but I know it wasn't that middle one, right? So, but welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show. We're proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect Studios. And Equity Protect is a company that protects your hard-earned equity and the title to your home. And there's a lot of companies out there that claim to lock down your title, but there's only one that actually does it with a patented process, and that is Equity Protect. They're the only company that we recommend. So if you have a lot of equity in your home, or maybe you own your home free and clear, or maybe you're an absentee owner, maybe you have rental properties and things like that, and you need to protect that asset, well, the way to do that is Equity Protect. Go to their website, equityprotect.com. Get your free risk assessment today and tell them the Radio Realtor sent you. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we're talking to you today about 10 factors that make or break your home's value. And the first factor was your landscaping. Man, you know, when you pull up to a house, I mean, I remember when I was
looking. That's my number one.
Yeah, when I was looking at houses with my wife on the last home we bought, you know, we would drive in the car and she would give me one of these, like if we were in the car, yeah, or, you know, in different cars, give me that, you know, like this, I'm not even walking into this home, by just, you know, going to the front of the house.
Yep.
And so a lot of people are like that. So if you want to make sure that your home's in good shape and desirable, it's got to look good on the outside.
Yeah,
so,
I say that when people see your landscaping, they see everything.
That's right.
Seriously.
Yeah, I would agree. It's kind of like, you know, getting ready for a date, right? You know, you want to, you know, put on your nice clothes. You make sure you take a shower, brush your teeth,
right?
You know, put on a little makeup if you're one of the ladies, you know, that kind of thing, you know. The second factor is foreclosures or short sales in your neighborhood. And right now, we're not seeing a lot of those. In fact, I think I pulled up something not too long ago, and there was just a handful of foreclosure properties and short sales in the greater Sacramento area. So there's not a lot right now, but there will be a time when there's more. And I don't know how soon that's going to be, because it seems like the market is really soaring along. So, but if you've got distressed properties in your neighborhood, it could pull down your value. The third factor is a backyard pool. You know, I love having a pool. Now we put the gates back up, that fencing, because we have grandbabies and they're starting to walk around and we don't want anybody inadvertently
jumping into the pool.
Yep.
However, it can raise your value in our areas, but we usually see about a maximum of a 10% increase in your value unless you have like a backyard oasis. If you've got like a one of those staycation backyards, that can make a big difference having a pool. Now, the fourth factor is replacing your garage door. And, you know, it's funny, Frank, that's part of almost like your landscaping. You know, it's that if you have a nice garage door, it just makes things pop.
And they sure have some nice ones now.
Oh, they do. Yeah, man. They have some really, really great ones. Now, the fifth factor is being near a billboard, Frank.
Yeah, Rob, you can control what the inside of your home looks like, but unfortunately, you have no control over what's beyond your front yard, including billboards.
Yeah, beyond your front yard. And a recent survey has shown that homes located within 500 feet of a billboard are worth up to $30,000 less than homes farther away. And what's more, the researcher found that cities with tighter billboard controls had greater median incomes and lower vacancy rates.
And don't you know about a home with a billboard right in front of it?
Yeah, I do, Frank, and you probably do too. In Carmichael on Fair Oaks Boulevard,
yep.
You know, heading towards Manzanita,
mm-hmm.
Well, on the corner of Garfield and Fair Oaks Boulevard, there is a home that's on the corner where the front of the home is obscured by a large billboard. I'm talking a huge one, right? And it probably casts a shadow on their home. And the location of the home is not incredibly good to begin with, but the fact that it has a large billboard looming over it, it doesn't bode very well for its value.
No, it doesn't. Now, the sixth factor is an updated bathroom.
Yeah, Frank, the bathroom is one of the most heavily used places in the home and one of the quickest to become outdated thanks to lightning fast trends that seem to come and go. Anyone remember shag carpeting in the bathroom floors?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But even a fast, budget-friendly bath refresh can potentially increase your home value 2 to 3%.
Yeah, and that's significant. And on the other hand, an outdated bath, even if it's clean and well-maintained, could prevent your home from reaching its full potential value.
I agree. Now, the seventh factor is a modern kitchen.
The kitchen isn't just the heart of the home, Frank. It's also crucial in determining property value.
Totally. In fact, even a minor kitchen renovation can recoup about 80% of its cost on resale.
Yeah, and that's amazing. And fixing up the kitchen is a surefire way to increase the value of your home because this buyer's favorite is the room that is used the most.
On the other hand, Rob, a kitchen that is stuck in the 70s, 80s, or even 90s doesn't do your home any favors and can bring your home's value down.
Yeah, exactly, Frank. Now, the eighth factor is energy efficient windows.
Even though they're not as exciting or visually satisfying as a kitchen or a bathroom renovation, installing energy-efficient windows is one of the smartest projects you can take on.
I totally agree. And this upgrade improves the look of your home, lowers your energy bill, and adds major value to your home, recouping up to 60 to 90% of the project's cost when it's time to sell.
And Rob, who's the company we recommend for windows?
Well, Frank, only our friends at Brothers Home Improvement, and you can find them at brotherswindows.com. And I will tell you that not too long ago, my folks went to Brothers Windows and got completely new windows. And I will tell you, it has made their home look amazing.
I bet.
It has changed the entire look. And they got a pretty good deal on those windows. Plus, I actually think that they easily got 100%, you know, recoup costs.
Yeah, I remember when new windows were the thing, you know, not too many companies knew how to do it. Now they're everywhere. Now you can get your utility company to pay for it. All right, Rob. So the ninth factor is an economic downturn.
Yeah, Frank, property values rise and fall based on the condition of a house and the condition of the neighborhood, but they are also influenced by the overall economy.
That's right. If the local economy experiences a downturn, it's almost a certainty that your home will decrease in value simply because fewer people will be looking to buy there.
Also, Frank, in the age of social media, there's something called sentiment analysis, and that can offer unique insights into public perception and confidence in the real estate market.
Exactly. A sudden increase in negative opinions or concerns about affordability or discussions about the market instability might go before broader market awareness.
True, Frank. And this real-time qualitative data can serve as an early warning system for potential market shifts.
Okay, Rob, the 10th factor, and this is a serious one, a sex offender lives nearby.
Although, Frank, you know, you have zero control over who your neighbors are for the most part. Some of them, like these sex offenders, could be causing your property value to drop.
Yeah, and it's no wonder because buyers are leery of moving near a convicted sex offender. I know I'd be.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. And simply having one next door, check this out. It could decrease your home's value as much as 12%, according to one study.
And you can check a website at meganslaw.ca.gov to do a search. And unfortunately, you will be shocked by the results it pulls up.
Yes, I agree. It's very scary. I did that on my house not too long ago. So please keep an eye on your family and take this website into consideration when you're shopping for a home.
So, Rob, the wrap up here is that if you're thinking about selling your home, there's several factors to consider that can make or break your home's value.
And we would love the opportunity to work with you on the sale of your home. And the place to start is so easy. It's calling us to get a no-cost comparable market value from us.
All you have to do to get that value is give us a call at 833-32-RADIO. In many cases, we can do this for you in just a few minutes. So reach out to us right now at 833-32-RADIO.
Or you can live chat with a member of our team 24/7 at our website. It's RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com. And we'll be right back after this.
What's that you got there?
What, this?
Yeah.
It's a magic lamp. An Empire Home Loans magic lamp.
Well, give it a try.
Who are you?
I'm the Empire Home Loans Genie, and I can grant you one wish.
One wish, huh? Okay, Mr. Genie, I'd like a mortgage for a home with no PMI, one that gives me 20% for a down payment and closing costs, and how about lower monthly payments? Let's see you grant that wish.
Your wish is my command.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Wait, what is this? What's in my hand?
That's an Empire Home Loans pre-approval for the Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan. It's everything you asked for.
Cool, the Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan.
That's literally the coolest thing I have ever seen.
See ya.
Hey, where are you going?
Going to buy a home.
Get your magic lamp, pre-approval, at PoriaLoans.com. That's PoriaLoans.com.
NMLS ID number 2099042, equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Robert Lewis with eXp Realty, co-host of the Radio Realtors. Did you know that it only takes a minute to steal your home? And Northern California is a hotbed for home title theft. You're especially vulnerable if you own your home free and clear, or you have thousands of dollars in equity. But you may be asking, how does this crime even occur? Well, it happens when a scammer steals your identity and the title to your home. And then they either take out loans on your home or they actually sell your property right out from under you. And another problem is most title lock companies only notify you after the crime has happened. This doesn't do you any good at all. That's why I only recommend Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and completely locks down your home's title and hard-earned equity. And their USA-based experts protect you 24/7, 365 days a year for just pennies a day. Get your free risk assessment today. Go to EquityProtect.com. That's EquityProtect.com.
Hi, this is Brandon Tatum, host of The Officer Tatum Show. As a former police officer, I know the importance of trusting the people that you work with. And that's why if you're planning on selling your home in Northern California, you want realtors who got your back. Call my friends Rob Lewis and Frank Crandall from the Radio Realtors and eXp Realty. Check this out. Kat and Carl had to sell their home in Roseville and move to Ohio for work. They needed their home sold quickly to buy their next home. And because Rob and Frank spend thousands of dollars on marketing each month, they have a pool of buyers that are ready to buy. Rob and Frank sold Kat and Carl's home in Roseville for $20,000 over list price. Plus, they referred them to an agent in Ohio through their nationwide network of realtors and helped them get a great deal on a home there too. Don't wait. Sell your home today for top dollar. Call Rob and Frank, the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Online at RadioRealtors.com. DRE number 01406275.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live.
is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect Studios. And title theft and title fraud and home stealing is on the rise. And you're especially susceptible if you own your home outright, free and clear, or maybe you have thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of equity. And there's only one company that truly stops scammers from tapping into your equity or stealing your home altogether, and that is Equity Protect. They're the only company of its kind that we recommend. Ryan and Jim, the owners, are personal friends of ours, and they are the best at this, and they've come up with a patented process that is just amazing, and nobody else does it this well. So just go to their website and sign up for their free risk assessment. You can do that at EquityProtect.com. That's EquityProtect.com. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your concierge of real estate. Full disclosure, folks, you probably noticed I'm not very energetic today. I got hit with a bug, so I'm being very quiet. But you know what? Yeah. Rule number 76, play like a champion every day. So I'm hurt, but I'm here and we're making it happen.
And rule number 75 is the show must go on.
Yes.
Right. So play like a champion, 76. And 77 is no excuses. Excuses are like our armpits. Everybody's got a couple of them and they usually both stink, right?
Oh, I could go all day.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. But I'm glad that you're a trooper and you're here. I'm just hiding under a dome of Kleenex over here just to make sure that I don't get antibiotic anything.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. We're just spraying off, Lysoling everything in here. Now, he's really not that bad, but he's definitely not 100%. But 80% of Frank is better than 100% of a lot of people.
We try to bring it every week.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
So we're talking to you in these final two segments about five common mistakes that first-time home buyers commit and how you can avoid them. And you know, buying a home for the first time can be an exhilarating experience. And with a lot of millennials and Gen Zers rapidly entering into the home buying market and more options than ever when it comes to how people can find a home, opening the door to the real estate world can seem kind of overwhelming and somewhat complicated, Frank.
Fortunately, Rob, as almost everyone knows by now, you can listen to our radio show and we provide you with enough resources to confidently approach any real estate situation, and home buying is no different.
Right, Frank. So on today's show, to wrap things up, we're going to give you five common mistakes that first-time home buyers make and how you can avoid them.
All right, let's do this.
Sure.
The first common mistake is avoiding budget talks before shopping.
You know, discussing finances can be an uncomfortable activity.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, for a lot of people, it really is. But it's so important to have a realistic understanding of where you are financially before you go look for a home.
That's right. Beyond being disappointed by finding the perfect home that you can't afford, mm-hmm. you can also run into woes down the line if you can't put down a serious offer on the table, or even worse, if you can't afford the house when all the monthly bills start coming in.
Right, because buying a home takes a serious work ethic. So make sure you've prepared yourself for future costs and have an honest view of where you are financially before you commit.
Yeah, the second common mistake is not looking beyond the house.
Yeah, well, you know, you may have found the home of your dreams. It won't mean much if you're situated just off a busy highway or you're in a lackluster location.
Yeah, the first thing that comes to my mind is people that live down in LA, Rob, off the 405.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about cities like Winnetka, Woodland Hills.
Right.
They have the free, matter of fact, Tom Petty made a song and he talks about Ventura Boulevard.
Is a freeway.
Is a freeway.
Running
through their yard.
Yeah, right.
It's amazing. Anyway, I digress. It's especially important to remember to look at things like walkability, proximity to schools and hospitals, and what the general feeling of the neighborhood is like before buying a home.
And you want to ask yourself these questions like, would you feel safe walking the dogs or taking the kids to school? And are you near a busy intersection that might keep you awake at night?
And remember, you're not just living in this property for a few months or a year. You're buying, and you need to picture what it will be like to wake up in your new home every day.
And keep in mind all the things that make you happiest in life beyond how a home currently looks.
Okay, the third common mistake is opening a line of credit before the sale is final.
Yeah, your credit score plays a significant role when it's time to close the sale on a home. And the most critical days are after you've applied for your mortgage and the weeks in between closing your sale and getting those house keys.
Yeah, and folks, in case you didn't know it, they do run your credit before it closes to make sure you didn't go out and buy a new car and new furniture.
Right.
And if you apply for another credit card during this downtime, it may affect your credit score negatively, and that is a red flag for mortgage lenders.
Yeah, this is so true. So you want to sit tight during this process and make your next big buying decision once you've closed on the home, Frank.
Oh, that's right, Rob. NerdWallet.com advises you to wait until after closing to open new credit card accounts or charge furniture, appliances, or tools to your existing credit cards.
I totally agree, Frank, and it's okay to have those things picked out, but buying them on credit before you have the keys in hand is a big no-no. In fact, if you'd like our 10 commandments for home buyers, give us a call right now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or live chat with us at RadioRealtors.com, and we'll give you those 10 commandments for free so that you can see the things that you definitely want to avoid when you're buying a home. And right now is an interesting time. I mean, we are in the middle of spring. The birds are chirping. The days are starting to get a little bit warmer. We just had a crazy solar eclipse that I didn't see anything here in the greater Sacramento area. So I don't know. I know people that were in Texas and things and Indiana saw some great stuff. But we're in this great time right now where the weather's getting warmer and more people are starting to list their homes. We're seeing some price adjustments here and there. So it's a really good time for you to be a buyer. It's a great time for you to be a seller as well. But buyers right now, you may have a great edge because there's a lot of programs out there.
Low inventory.
And there's low inventory.
Yep.
And that bodes more for sellers. But we're seeing inventory starting to increase a little bit.
A little bit.
And so it's a good time for you to think about buying a home or selling a home. So we want to work with you. Give us a call. Our number is 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. We're going to come back with the last couple of common mistakes that home buyers, especially first-time home buyers, make. And we're going to show you how to avoid them. So don't go anywhere. 833-32-RADIO is our number. That's 833-32-RADIO, or live chat with us at RadioRealtors.com.
And don't go anywhere, because we'll be right back after these messages.
Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and I just love this time of year. Longer days, warmer weather, but it also means it's allergy season. Did you know that 1 in 5 Northern Californians suffer from allergies caused by particles frequently found inside of our homes? I mean, think about it. Dust, dander, pollen, and even bacteria living and breeding in your carpet, your upholstery, and other surfaces with nowhere to go. So what can you do about it? Call my friends at Zero Res. Right now, you can beat the spring cleaning rush with big savings and priority booking. And this month, get 3-room Zero Resified from Sacramento's number one carpet cleaner, starting at just $139. You owe it to yourself and your family to breathe healthy, happy, and clean. Plus, Zero Res uses no harmful chemicals, leaves no residue, and your carpets will be dry within 1 to 2 hours. Call Zero Res right now at 916-245-2992 or book online at ZeroResSacramento.com. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same, Zero Res.
Brandon Tatum here, host of the Officer Tatum Show. Have you heard that teamwork makes the dream work? Well, I've been part of some really special teams. I play football, I worked in law enforcement, and even my team here on the radio. And if you're wanting to buy a home anywhere in Northern California, call the dream team, Rob Lewis and Frank Crandall, the Radio Realtors with eXp Realty. Check this out. Royce and Angela were first-time homebuyers wanting to buy a home in Lincoln. Rob and Frank met with them, discussed their wants and needs for a home, got them pre-approved with one of their preferred mortgage lenders, and had them out looking for homes the very same day. Rob and Frank found them the perfect home and negotiated a great price. And in just 21 days, Royce and Angela had the keys to their dream home. As a homebuyer, they can help you win too, even in this shifty market. Call the dream team, Rob and Frank, The Radio Realtors with eXp Realty at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO. Online at RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com. DRE number 01406275.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your wake-up call. What do you need to wake up from? It's the nightmare of paying your landlord's mortgage. Think about this. If you're paying $2,500 a month for rent, you're paying $30,000 of your landlord's mortgage a year, and that should have you waking up in a cold sweat. Why not make a resolution today to buy your very own home? Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage is ready to help you. The market has changed, and it's leaning towards being a buyer's market, and that means you could buy a home now, not overpay, or be in a bidding war, and maybe even get some of your closing costs paid for you. Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage is a mortgage master, and he specializes in customizing a loan for your unique situation. Jeff even has down payment assistance loans and ideas to buy down your interest rate. Answer your wake-up call. Call Jeff Compton with Guild Mortgage at 916-765-2900 or apply online at jeffcompton.com. NMLS ID number 298997.
Thank you for calling Jeff Compton's office. It's a great day to buy a home. How can we help you?
Okay, honey, I've completed our spring cleaning list. Wash the windows.
Check.
Clean the gutters.
Check.
Wipe down the patio furniture.
Check.
Now, time for some rest and relaxation.
What about cleaning the trash bin?
Oops, I missed that one.
Well, it's got to be done.
But they look and they smell disgusting.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I heard on the radio about a local family-owned company called Bin Levin Clean Bins.
Oh, wow. Let me Google them. Yep, here they are. Bin Levin Clean Bins. It says they use a combination of hot water and high pressure to clean the bins. And they sanitize, deodorize, and disinfect them, leaving them smelling fresh and clean.
That sounds amazing.
Wow, Bin Levin Clean Bins also has great reviews, and their service is really affordable. So, babe, can I book them so I can finish our spring cleaning list?
Of course, honey.
Awesome!
Spring cleaning alert. Enjoy 50% off your first cleaning with promo code SPRING2024. Limited time only. Discount available on all recurring plans. Book your cleaning now at binlovingcleanbins.com.
Rob here reminding you that you can hear all of our shows on the Radio Realtors podcast through Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Pandora, and more. Please give the Radio Realtors podcast a 5-star review and share the link with your friends. Access it now at RadioRealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors. We are Northern California's number one real estate radio show, proudly coming to you live from the Equity Protect Studios. And Frank, I heard about this guy who, he lived in Atlanta, Georgia. He had a family property in Incline Village, and it was just a piece of property that his family had owned. And it was probably worth about maybe $600,000 at the time. It did not have any home on it or anything like that. Well, a scammer somewhere said, hey, that looks like a good property for me to steal. So he put together information that he was the owner, and he got that information, stole some identity type things, ended up calling a realtor in Incline Village. They sold that property, and then in about 30 days, the owner in Atlanta, Georgia, got word of it that his property had sold right out from under him. And he definitely got the property back eventually, but it was not without a lot of
red tape,
pain and attorney fees,
yep,
and those types of things, right? If you want to stop that from happening to you, have your home stolen from you or your property stolen from you or your equity stolen, you need something called Equity Protect. Equity Protect is a company that we deal with. They're the only ones that can stop this from happening to you in the first place. And if this guy that lived in Atlanta that owned this property in Incline Village had Equity Protect, it would have never happened because he would have been notified before they put a lien on his property, yeah, or sold it out from under him. So get your free risk assessment for your house. All you got to do is go to our friends at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com, and tell them that the Radio Realtors sent you. We would appreciate it. And I will tell you, you will not be disappointed in their service. It is affordable and it is amazing. and they're the very best. EquityProtect.com. That's EquityProtect.com. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And Frank, you are being a trooper. You are hanging in there. This is our last segment, so you think you're going to make it?
I'm going to make it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I hope you guys are praying for Frank, because he's been very, very strong. Well, we're talking about five common mistakes that first-time home buyers commit and how you can avoid them. And I think that sometimes, even if you're buying a home for the second time or the third time or the fourth time or the fifth time, you might make these mistakes yourself and you want to avoid them. But this is specifically aimed at you first-time buyers, because your chances of making mistakes are pretty high because you've never done it before, right? So the first common mistake is avoiding budget talks before shopping. And, you know, we see this all the time with open houses, Frank. People put the cart before the horse. They're out walking the dog. They see an open house. They go by and they fall in love. Yeah, have you ever seen that, where they just walk into the house and they just fall in love immediately?
Honey, this is ours.
This is the one. We got to have it. And then they're scrambling.
Pump the brakes.
They didn't have any budget talks and they weren't ready financially to put an offer in. And then, you know, you end up getting over your head.
That's one of the big stumbling blocks when people go to open houses and hesitancy about calling us, because they're sharing some vital information about their lives and people just, they don't want to be that open. However, you need to deal in reality and really find out what your credit score is. And do you have a budget? I mean, right. Even Dave Ramsey talks about that.
Right. Yeah. And you should have a budget for your household,
right,
you know, as well. And then you got to know what's coming in, what's going out, you know, what that credit score is and what you can comfortably afford. And sometimes you get, you know, they say, hey, you can afford $1 million home, but you don't want that $1 million payment. Maybe you can afford it on paper, but when you see it every month,
that's a $7,500 a month house payment.
Yeah. And you might go, you know what? I can afford that. But I don't want to afford that. I want to live within my means a little bit.
You don't want to eat beans and Frank's. You'd like to have nice food to eat.
Right. Yeah, maybe go out to dinner once in a while, to go to McCooney's or something, right?
Yeah.
Now, the second common mistake is not looking beyond the house. And what we're talking about is that even if the home is amazing, but it's kind of like a mansion in the slums, that is going to hurt the value, right? So you want to make sure, there's a great song by Crowded House called it. It says, I'd much rather have a caravan in the hills than a mansion in the slums, right? But that's the thing, is that you want to make sure that not only is the home great, but the location is good. And you got to ask yourself questions like, do I feel safe walking my dogs or walking, you know, the baby in a stroller in the neighborhood? Are we near a busy intersection that might keep you awake at night? Those types of things. And like you said, Frank, you're not just living in this property for a few months or a year. You're buying this house and you need to picture what it's going to be like to you every day waking up in that spot.
Yep.
Now, the third common mistake is opening a line of credit before the sale is final. And like we said, we have the 10 commandments for home buyers that we can send you. Just text us at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, and put 10 and we'll know exactly what you're asking for. But one of the biggest commandments is don't buy stuff, you know, on credit, because if you change your credit score by even a little bit, it could be a big problem.
Yeah.
I actually had a first-time buyer this was when I was first starting, and he bought like a really nice stereo system, like a Bose stereo system, and he charged it and it dropped his credit score like 3 points. And that 3 points made it so he didn't qualify. So we had to scramble, and he could have paid it. He could have just paid cash for it, but he wanted to, you know, work on his credit or whatever. And it did. He worked on his credit in a negative way, right? So what's the fourth common mistake, Frank?
This is a really big one for a lot of people. It's being emotional rather than visionary.
Yeah, you know, being budget conscious doesn't always have to mean being bland and boring, Frank. If you see a home in a fantastic neighborhood that falls into your price point, but its decor doesn't blow you away on the inside, well, just take a step back and realize its potential rather than its current state.
Yeah, Rob, total creative control over the interior and exterior of your home, unless you have Fussy Homeowners Association.
Right. And if you think the current owners have chosen horrible wallpaper or lighting fixtures, or think the backyard isn't being used to its potential, you're going to have plenty of time to fix it up.
Another way in which emotions can muck up a home sale is to be too starry-eyed by the interior of the house.
Yep. Homeowners will throw down some serious cash, Frank, to have professionals come and stage their homes with the intent of having you fall in love with that interior design.
So keep in mind that this may be done to distract you from some glaring flaws like neighborhood safety or a less than desirable location.
And make sure you approach each home with a level head and an open mind, and you should be able to strike a balance between affordability and ingenuity.
Okay, the fifth common mistake is doing it on your own.
Yeah, are you buying a house, Frank? Don't go it alone. The Radio Realtors can make all the difference for you. And if you're hoping to buy in, like, say, the next 3 months, our recommendation would be to close by July 1st prior to that new rule going into effect.
That's right. You may have heard headlines in the news lately about agents in the real estate industry and discussions about their commissions.
And Frank, if you're following along, it can be pretty confusing. But here's the thing you need to know. Expert advice from a trusted real estate agent is priceless now more than ever. And here's why. A real estate agent does a lot more than you may realize.
That's right, Rob. Us agents are the people who will guide you through every step of the way when buying a home and look out for your best interests along the way.
Yep, and we smooth out a complex process for you and take away the bulk of the stress of what's likely your largest purchase ever. And that's exactly what you want and what you deserve.
This is at least a part of the reason why a recent survey found an overwhelming majority of people agree that an agent is a key part for the home buying process.
And to give you a better idea of just a few of the top ways agents add value, check out this list. Number one, we deliver industry experience. The right agent, the professional, that's going to be your coach. We're going to coach you through everything from start to finish with professional training and expertise. Us agents know the ins and outs of the home buying process.
And in today's complex market, the way real estate transactions are executed is constantly changing. So have the best advice on your side. It's really essential.
Yeah. Number two, we provide expert local knowledge. In a world that's powered by data, a great real estate agent can clarify what it all means, separate fact from fiction, and help you understand how current market trends apply to your unique search.
That's right. From how quickly homes are selling to the latest listings you don't want to miss, we can explain what's happening in your specific local market so you can make a confident decision.
Right, Frank. Number three is we explain pricing and market value, and we can help you understand the latest pricing trends in your area. What's a home valued at in your market? What should you think about when you're making an offer? Is this a house that might have issues you can't see on the surface?
Yeah, Rob, no one wants to overpay. So having an expert who really gets true market value for individual neighborhoods is priceless.
And Frank, an offer that's both fair and competitive in today's housing market is essential. And a local expert like us, we know how to help you hit the mark.
Now, number four is we review contracts and the fine print. In a fast-moving and heavily regulated process, us realtors help you make sense of the necessary disclosures and documents so you know what you're signing.
Right, and having a professional that's trained to explain the details could make or break your transaction, and it's certainly something you don't want to try to figure out on your own.
The other thing, Rob, is number five. We bring negotiation expertise from offer to counteroffer and inspection to closing. There are a lot of stakeholders involved in a real estate transaction.
Right, Frank, and having someone on your side who knows you and the process makes a world of difference. At the Radio Realtors, we will advocate for you as we work with each party.
Yeah, Rob, it's a big deal, and you need a partner at every turn to land the best possible outcome.
And here's the bottom line, Frank. Us real estate agents are specialists. We're educators and negotiators, and we adjust to market changes, and we keep you informed. And keep in mind, every time you make a big decision in your life, especially a financial one, you need an expert on your side. Expert advice from trusted professionals is truly priceless.
Yeah, so why not contact us today at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or live chat with us at RadioRealtors.com.
Absolutely. Hire the realtors you hear on the radio, whether you're buying or you're selling. Call us now at 833-32-RADIO. That's 833-32-RADIO, or you can live chat with us at our website, RadioRealtors.com. That's RadioRealtors.com. And that's all the time we have for this show.
Make it a great week, everyone.
Hey, it's Robert Lewis with eXp Realty, co-host of The Radio Realtors. Did you know that it only takes a minute to steal your home? And Northern California is a hotbed for home title theft. You're especially vulnerable if you own your home free and clear, or you have thousands of dollars in equity. But you may be asking, how does this crime even occur? Well, it happens when a scammer steals your identity and the title to your home. And then they either take out loans on your home or they actually sell your property right out from under you. And another problem is most title lock companies only notify you after the crime has happened. This doesn't do you any good at all. That's why I only recommend Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and completely locks down your home's title and hard-earned equity. And their USA-based experts protect you 24/7, 365 days a year for just pennies a day. Get your free risk assessment today. Go to equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
What's that you got there?
What, this?
Yeah.
It's a magic lamp. An Empire Home Loans magic lamp.
Well, give it a try.
Who are you?
I'm the Empire Home Loans genie, and I can grant you one wish.
One wish, huh? Okay, Mr. Genie, I'd like a mortgage for a home with no PMI, one that gives me 20% for a down payment and closing costs, and how about lower monthly payments? Let's see you grant that wish.
Your wish is my command.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Wait, what is this? What's in my hand?
That's an Empire Home Loans pre-approval for the Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan. It's everything you asked for.
Cool, the Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan.
That's literally the coolest thing I have ever seen.
See ya.
Hey, where are you going?
Going to buy a home.
Get your magic lamp, pre-approval, at PoreaLoans.com. That's P-O-O-R-I-A Loans.com.
NMLS ID number 2099042, equal housing lender.
Spring is a beautiful time of year. The flowers are in bloom, the weather is warming up, and it's the perfect time to tackle some much-needed cleaning in your home. Robert Lewis here from the Radio Realtors, and one aspect of spring cleaning you don't want to overlook is your carpets. Not only is it essential for the appearance and hygiene of your home, but it can also have health benefits for you and your family, and that's why I only recommend Zero Res. With Zero Res's platinum-rated cleaning systems, they will extract dirt, dust, dander, pollen, bacteria, and germs out of your carpet so your home will look and smell like a home should. Plus, Zero Res uses no harmful chemicals, leaves no residue, and your carpets will be dry within 1 to 2 hours. And right now, get three-room Zero Resified from Sacramento's number one carpet cleaner, starting at just $139. Call Zero Res right now at 916-245-2992 or book online at ZeroResSacramento.com. Tell them you want the KTKZ special. Spell it forward or backward, it spells the same, Zero Res. Rob here reminding you that you can hear all of our shows on the Radio Realtors podcast through Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Pandora, and more. Please give the Radio Realtors podcast a 5-star review and share the link with your friends. Access it now at RadioRealtors.com.